Hey, it's Friday, and that means it's our favorite time, time for a conversation with Larry Weber, the host of Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Those temperatures that you're forecasting in the 30s is pretty normal. And getting down, this is a time of November that I consider kind of a confusing time because almost every day the temperatures get above freezing during the afternoon, and then during the night and early morning they get below freezing. And so Mother Nature is dealing with freezing, thawing, going back and forth. It's a little bit of a confusing time. I mentioned last time, and we get into the second half of November, I always like to look forward to three very important happenings in nature. Number one is the freeze-up. Freeze-up of ponds and swamps have started earlier, and they're still pretty frozen. But freeze-up of many of the lakes happen in late November. And I've been watching a lake every single day, and yes, the ice has progressed across it. Day before yesterday, it looked like it was completely covered with ice. Yesterday, thanks to the warmer temperatures, we had at my house 50 degrees in the afternoon. Well, it's pretty hard to stay frozen at 50 degrees, so there was some open spots, and again this morning, some open spots. But eventually, the freeze-up happens. Then we have the frozen ground. The frozen ground and the ice of the lakes and ponds and swamps gives a nice situation so that when we get snow, the snow will not melt. The snow will stay. Well, speaking of snow, since we spoke last time, this was a surprise. We had quite a snow Saturday night into Sunday morning. I was watching, there was a forecast that there was going to be some snow, so I was watching the forecast as we progressed through the day, and it was forecasted to be maybe about an inch. Well, things changed, and Mother Nature stepped in, and that inch turned into, at the Weather Service, almost 9 inches, 8.7 inches of snow. Yes, the biggest snow we've had so far. And like I said, that was a surprise. When we got up the next morning, we had maybe 6 to 7 at our house here. It was still much more than what we expected. Yes, the total amount of snow during the first half of November was more than we normally have for the entire month of November, about 16.5. That translates into a precipitation of more than about 2.25 inches of a precipitation, which once again is more than we normally get for the entire month of November. We've had, thanks to the first week, we had some very warm temperatures, so the temperature during the first half of the month was above normal, but not as much above normal as I thought it was going to be. We did get some chilly days this week, Tuesday morning, and I stepped out for a walk. It was seven degrees above zero. That is the coldest temperature I've seen so far this season. We'll see. Yesterday's 50 degrees might be the last time we'll see that for a while. This week, what we're getting into is much more of a normal November temperatures. We have some other fascinating things going on, though. You may have noticed the moon last night. It was just spectacular. That is the waxing crescent moon. And it was just beautiful last night. These mild days in November with the early darkness are really spectacular to get out and take a look at the night sky and so forth. And last night during a walk, I saw again the Milky Way. I saw Andromeda Galaxy. I saw Mars and Saturn and Jupiter. And they're just spectacular. And for early risers like you, Venus is very bright in the east as well. So that's worth getting out and taking a look. Migration of birds is still going on. We're getting some of the very late migrants at Hawk Ridge, probably the most numerous at this time are bald eagles, though there is not a huge number of any of these. There's also red-tailed hawks and rough-leg hawks and northern goshawks, golden eagles occasionally. But some non-raptors that I think is really interesting. They reported seeing a flock of tundra swans, which is also an interesting sight to see. Tundra swans live up to their name. They nest way up in the northern tundra, and when they migrate south, they come through here. They in the fall, they don't usually stay very often. You just have to be fortunate enough to see the flocks go over. They settle down and rest in the Mississippi River along southern Minnesota before they continue for the rest of their migration. In spring, they tend to stop here a little bit more. Also, when I was walking one day this week, I had two trumpeter swans fly over. Now, that was interesting because at the time they flew over, it was very cold. And so I searched around a little bit, and sure enough, there was open water in one of the lakes nearby. Yesterday, I visited several lakes, and most of which were covered with ice, so I expect that's going to continue. The migrants that we're getting besides those are some of the songbirds I mentioned before about pine grosbeaks. There is a possibility that we might be seeing evening grosbeaks. Now, those of us who lived here for a very long time may be able to remember about 30 years ago, evening grosbeaks were fairly common at the bird feeders. They're larger than the finches and about the size of close to the size of a robin, a little less. But they have the big beak. They live up to name grosbeak, and they're very yellowish. And when they come to bird feeders and flocks, you better be ready to feed them because they are just demanding to get a lot of food. They are very interesting to watch, and they kind of moved on. They moved on to a different wintering spot, and we haven't had them now for years, but there's been reports of them this year in this area. There's also been reports of red poles. I have seen red poles myself, but there have been reports of some red poles coming to feeders. Usually red poles around here don't come to feeders until well into December. There's also goldfinches in the area, and then I heard Bohemian waxwings have been reported, and then I heard a couple of sightings of great gray owls. That's interesting. Great gray owls are a wintering owl. Yes, they will show up in November sometimes, but most of the time it's a little bit later. But we'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see how these things unfold with the migration. I've been feeding flying squirrels lately. I started it about a week ago. I didn't want to feed them during the mild, warm temperatures, so I waited until that passed. And then I put out sunflower seeds on a platform. I put out the sunflower seeds at dusk. If I put them out earlier than that, the tree squirrels will get to them, and there will be very little left for the flying squirrels. Well, it took a little while for the flying squirrels to discover. They are nocturnal, but they showed up, and we have a floodlight that we illuminate this area, and they showed up, and yes, they are out there. Last night I saw four at one time, quite gregarious, and they're very active. It's hard to get a real good look at them because they move around so much. Deer have been very active, coyotes very active, foxes, I've been finding tracks of all these, and I've been finding a couple of days this week finding tracks of mink along the lake. So things definitely are happening. One of the beautiful sightings that I saw this week, which most people hardly even notice, is that when the temperatures warm up and we have snow on the ground, we can see winter crane flies. They are often confused for mosquitoes, but no, they are not mosquitoes. They couldn't take a bite from us if they wanted to. But they're out here sometimes in this snow-covered scene when the temperatures rise a bit. It was also interesting to note when we got the snow this week how it hung on the spruces, and the spruces bent very far down in doing so. The deciduous trees responded differently with the snow on them. And so, yes, we're moving along into more of the late November-ish weather, and yes, it's worth it. It's great. Get out and take a look.
And it sounds as though on our holiday, which folks will be spending perhaps socially distant, the weather will be pleasant to get out and take a walk after your big meal. And I've been saying about the cloudy skies that, you know, if you're getting on FaceTime with your family maybe and say, you know, hi, we're out taking a walk, you'll have nice even light on your face, no harsh shadows, so you'll look really fabulous.
Exactly, yes.
Because I know that you'll be spending your Thanksgiving on FaceTime, Larry.
I'm spending it where?
Never mind. I'm just giving you a hard time, Larry.
Well, the birds the birds in my Thanksgiving are the ones at the bird feeder. So
there we go. And that is as it should be.
I've been watching turkeys. I've been watching turkeys every day. They're here.
Do you ever say to them, "You guys are here. You know, you should be lucky you're here. You could be in somebody else's yard and you wouldn't be so lucky."
Well, I don't know about that. They make the rounds. So, anyway, take care.
You too, Larry. Thanks a bunch. Larry Weber this morning, our longtime host of Backyard Almanac. It makes our Fridays every week at 8:20 here on KUMD.